Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Season Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome, everybody. Today, our show is called The Courage to Live Fearlessly. So are you living fearlessly? Is that what's going on with you? Well, like I said early on, you know, I look into the eyes of a lot of people and there's a lot of worry going on. So that is something that we really need to address, I think. You know, a lot of people are out there, they're trying to change the world, which is a noble goal. But I believe that you have to change yourself first. And, you know, if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you know this show is all about finding truth, courage, and wisdom in everything we do. It's not about fake news. It's not about lies and misinformation. Like a lot that's going on out there is all about that, right? Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I know you've turned into the media. And you know, you walk away feeling upset or anxious or angry or just want to go kick the dog, right? Some of you are probably doing that. I hope you're not. I pray you're not. You know, you shouldn't be doing that. But listen, the point here is that if you're watching things that are disempowering you and taking you away from your joy, then why are you doing it, right? Maybe turn it off. Take a break. This is a wonderful time to really tune back into yourself, into your soul, into that part of us that makes us alive, right? That comes through us, those words of wisdom that we so all, when we hear them, we realize, wow, life is good. You know, nothing inspires me more than a person that has gone down a path that they're hurting. They're in a place they really want to change, and they don't know how to do it, but they want it. Right? We've all been there. I've been there. You ever been there when, you know, maybe somebody says something to you that you don't like, you know, and all of a sudden you take that really to heart, that it's all about you. Well, you know, if we're paying attention to the words and things that other people are saying about us, you've become a prisoner to them, right? They can say anything to you if you react all the time. You know, I remember a time when my granddaughter, Ella, she was about 5 years old at the time. And she walked into my office, and she had a hard time that day. And she walked into the office and she said, Grandpa, can I be the coach today? Now, she was five. So I said, sure, Ella, you be the coach. And she looked at me and she said, hey, Grandpa, does your mom and dad get upset with you when you don't treat your baby brother right? And I said, yeah, I went along with it. And she said, well, I wasn't sure where this was going. And then she said, well, does your mom and dad get upset with you when you don't clean up your room? And I said, yeah, that can happen too, Ella. And I said to her, I said, well, so Ella, what's the solution? And she looked at me and she said, just have happy thoughts. Now, just have happy thoughts. That's, you know, a lot of times that just passes over our consciousness, but she lived that. And I watched this young child who could get over somebody's attack or anger or meanness or whatever's going on in her life in probably 90 seconds. It was so profound to me. I started looking it up. And is there any research around this? Is there study around how fast we can get over our emotions? And sure enough, the social psychologists tell us that our feelings pass through our body in about 90 seconds. How cool is that? Well, I found that that was a practice for me. I needed to start practicing that. And I did. And so I distinguished between a feeling and an emotion, because the feeling is something that passes through 90 seconds. The emotion, I think, gets tucked for me, gets hooked into the mind. And the mind, with the mind, an emotion can last an hour, a day, a week, a decade, right? You ever been resentful at somebody? You just kept it in there? Wow, crazy. Well, listen, what does that have to do with fear? Well, I really believe that negative emotions like that, and I believe, I know, negative emotions impact us in a lot of negative ways, right? Think about yourself today. What if you set your intention to just have a fantastic day today, to have happy thoughts flowing through you every day? Now, it kind of sounds kind of silly, but I challenge you. That may be the hardest thing you've done, is to really take a whole day and just enjoy your life. Enjoy those thoughts that are flowing through you. If you can do that and you can start to master it, when you can master your mind, you can master your emotions. You can master your emotions. You can master your actions. And your actions lead to whether or not you're choosing to have a great life or a lousy life, right? We all kind of know this stuff, but I'm wondering if you're actually practicing. You know, every day, I think we need to remember that our thoughts, our desires, and actions, they're either empowering us or disempowering us, right? So, you know, I wanna say this. The president of Ghana, his name is Nana Addo. He says, we're all fighting the inner battle of choice. Which choice will lead to happiness, he asks. Which choice will lead to suffering? I believe this. Every day for me, especially during this chaotic time, it's great to take a fast from some of the media that's really changing how we think and tune back into ourselves, right? I think it's time to introspect and tune into, you know, if something's making you angry, upset, or sad, or whatever that is, you know, why not cut it out? And I'm not telling you to let go of your relationships, but I'm telling you to start to let go of the thinking that's got you in a place where you're walking around. If you're one of the ones walking around with the fear in your eyes, understand that you don't have to have that, right? All right. Listen. I have a new book out, and I want to tell you about it real quick. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. Also, I have a release of that book, a formal release, coming up on December 5th. And you can register for that at couragetochange.us. I'm bringing in about 30 celebrity guests, authors, speakers, trainers, some of the top business minds in the world. We're all connecting. You're going to get to network with them, connect with them. So I hope you'll check it out. couragetochangeeverything.us. All righty. I would now like to introduce my first guest. I've got just a moment. Actually, I think what we'll do, we'll take a break. We'll come right back and I'll introduce my first guest. He's got a new film out that he's representing. It's called Twice Born. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Listen, I have my first courageous guest coming in. His name is Yochi Utebi, and he's the executive vice president of HS Productions. He was born in Japan in 1968, and Yochi grew up in Beirut, Lebanon, and New York City, raised in a rare Japanese Christian family. He was deeply touched by the Muslim culture and the beauty of Lebanon during his formative years in Beirut. However, the Middle East also exposed him to the horrors of war, as he and his family had to dodge bullets and bombs before fleeing to London and then back to Japan, leaving everything behind in a sudden evacuation. Listen, after 12 years experience in currently, after 12 years experience, right, he's working with an organization that is bringing a new film into the world. And he's the new film is called Twice Born. I've seen the film he did last year called Immortal Hero. And this is another stopper. So I'm hoping that you will pay attention to what we have to say here today, because I think this film has the potential to change your life, to change what you're doing. Yochi, welcome to the show. I'm so blessed and honored to have you here again.
Thank you so much. It's been about a year. So glad to have you back here on your show. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So why this movie? Why now?
Well, this movie was actually created, the first original story was created about 2 years ago, and we shot this film one year ago. And nobody thought the world is going to be like this 2020. Nobody thought about it. So we weren't expecting it at all. So we're having a little bit difficult time, releasing this movie in U.S. But the content, it's about the message of hope. So I think there's always there's no coincidence in this world. You know, even the leaf falling down, there's a will of God, people say. So we believe there's a meaning why this movie is out now and people need to see this, because there's a lot of things, it's inspirational things that will make you stop and think about who you are now, what you have done in the past, and where you want to go ahead from here on. So that will make
that's what I was talking about in the first segment. I mean,
that's right. Exactly.
You know, we're talking about, you know, where are we headed, Yochi? You know, what does the world need today? What do you think?
Right. Wow, that's almost like a conclusion of a topic. But it's a little bit off from the movie, but you know, the thing about the fear, I 100% agree with you. You know, the world is now like in turbulence of fear of COVID. And sometimes, I believe that fear is the worst enemy that can eat you up. And, so hopefully this movie would connect into your, deeper self, into your soul, and hopefully take away those fears that you have and try to think positively in your life. Because, what you think in your mind manifests out to the world. This is like the laws of the universe. And there's another law called power of attraction. What you think becomes who you are. So, of course, if you are always thinking about the fear, that's going to attract all the fears that's around you. And it's going to make your will of life turn into fear, fearless life. So you have to cut those off and try to.
Yeah, I love about that from a practical point of view is that, if you're listening to the show right now and you've got a lot of people around you that are really fearful, I think you have to look at your own self and you have to say, how am I attracting this? Because that's really what you're saying here,
That's right. That's right. It's about finding your mission. This movie is about finding your mission. It's based on the true story of Riho Okawa. He is a founder of Happy Science. Happy Science is one of the largest and the most influential spiritual movement in Japan. And I'm also part of that group as well. But it's a biographical picture of Riho Okawa, how he grew up and become such a successful businessman. But he decided to abandon everything and walk the path to bring happiness to the people around the world. And it's a biopic of him, but it's not to show who he is only. But that's one reason why we want to show it, is because to introduce Riho Okawa to the world. But there's another big reason is it's about finding your true mission. It's about finding, being self-help ideas and be caring and loving and having faith. And through that, you have to find your true mission in your life. And I think right now, that's what the world's need, each one of us need now, is to stop and think about what's the purpose of your life? Why are you here? What are you going to be doing in the next 30, 40 years? Because the world is not going to be the same anymore. It's going to change. It's already changing, and we cannot go back to where we were.
That's an important point. I think I think there's a lot of people still waiting for the world to go back somewhere. We're not going back anywhere. We're moving forward.
No, so that's right.
If that's a mindset, I mean, it needs to go away, because it's not true. Yep. It's illusion.
That's right. That's the first mindset.
But how do you and I think what one of the things the movie does is help people really stay in a positive mindset. Because I don't think that's as easy as people think it is. And I also think that people, they put down, I just have happy thoughts and be positive. That's that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to this.
That's right. It's the laws of the universe that you have to really practice You can't just be a happy person and always be a happy person. You can't, because the world you're living in now and the things that's happening around you is not going to make you happy if you just stay in where you're now. So you have to kind of jump out of it. You know, jump out of this little box that you are squeezed in. And that kind of leads into, you know, finding your true self or finding your true mission. That's really inside of you, not to see outside. I know it's difficult to do because everyday life, everything's outside. But sometimes you have to look inside yourself, and because the thought will manifest. Okay? It takes time. It just doesn't happen like in a day or two. It's going to take time. That's why your book is great. You know, it takes 1 year, but it takes time to do this. But those are the things that the people need to think about. Stop looking too much outside, but look more inside of yourself and who you really are. I think that's what the God's asking us to do right now.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, for a lot of people, environment is stronger than their willpower.
Yeah.
And, that's right. You know, so for instance, people that are in an environment, let's say, where the whole family is overeating, for mm-hmm. instance. Okay. It's hard not to be that person that's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And just using that example, I could use a million examples. But how do you think the film would help people to, like, really kind of look at themselves a little deeper and be able to move past some of their environmental challenges that they're having right now?
Right, right. Well, one thing about this movie is it's about Riho Okawa, but if you see this movie through, there's one thing that's like a backbone of his idea of philosophy of life is about self-help. So in a situation like this, okay, people tend to rely on others. Like you kind of tend to rely on your family. Maybe it's your company as your employee, or sometimes people start to rely on the government, you know, the big government, not the small government. You know, people want to be cared from the government because I can't do it. Look at me, you know, the surroundings I'm living in, I won't be able to help myself. But that kind of idea will not going to make you successful in any situation. So the harder the situation it is, I think the idea of self-help, being diligent, working hard every day, study hard, keep, you know, doing what you're supposed to do every day, okay, step by step. That kind of idea is very important. And one of the idea through this film, that's one message, is the idea of self-help.
That's great. Well, listen, I got to take a break. I got to take a break. When we come back, we're talking about Twice Born. And when I come back, we're going to go take a little deeper dive into the movie itself. So we'll be right back.
Are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And I just want to say that Living Fearlessly is our topic today. And if that's you, great. Pass this show on to people that you love, because this show is all about empowering people to take their lives and take their businesses and take their health, their vitality to different levels. So I want to thank all of you for tuning in, by the way. So many of you have now subscribed on our YouTube page and giving us shout outs on Facebook and following us there. I want to thank you for that. All of you that are out there too, you can go to our website, voicesofcourage.us, to join our insiders group and also to get all of our replays. So I'll help you check us out. So again, thank you for being part of us. And I want to talk now a little bit more to Yochi, my guest. Yochi Utebi is currently the leading Happy Sciences International Media Division and is the Executive Vice President of HS Productions and the producer of Twice Born. So it's a new movie out, and it's a movie you've got to see if you really want to take your life to the next level. Yochi, let's talk about purpose, life purpose. You know,
people
are here, and so many people, like in America, I don't know about in Japan where you are right now, 3 or 4 in the morning, but right now, so many people in America have lost their identity. They really think that they're their houses, how much money they have in the bank, their cars, their relationships, and all that. Yeah. So I think they've lost their purpose. How does Twice Born help people to reconnect with their purpose?
Yeah,
what issues does it bring up?
That's like the main topic of this movie is finding your true purpose and your mission in life. Because the main character, Satoru, his name is Satoru in the movie, he was so successful. And it's based on a true story, so it is true. He was one of the top elite businessmen in the largest trading company in Japan, one of the largest. He was to be the next president. So he was trained to become next president. But he found his mission, his calling. So he decided to abandon everything and he started walking on his own path. So that's about him. But if you really think about your life, you know, put that into your shoes and think about it. Like each one of us, we all have a mission and a purpose in our life. If we don't, there's no reason why we should there's no purpose, then there's no reason why we should be living on this earth today. So, purpose is not something that is, when you want to find your purpose, you can't look outside of yourself, but you have to kind of look into yourself. Because just like Kim was saying, there's so many tangible things that's today out there, the modern age, that if you really think about from morning till the night, just look back at yourself. How many times was I thinking about the things outside of myself? Oh, people, somebody said this to me or somebody said that to me. And I, everything is between me and outer world. But not many people would really dive into, oneself, within yourself and really think about oneself. So the purpose and mission already reside within each one of us. It's inside of us. It's not out there. So you don't need to look for it outside. You can always look into yourself. I think that's
the first thing. I can assure you, Yochi, for the first 41 years of my life, I looked for happiness outside of myself. Yeah. I just did. I looked at for in people, places, and things, and relationships, and anything I could find that I thought would make me happy, but that's I never found it. It wasn't outside myself. So your point is well taken.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the movie real quick, Twice Born. When is it? Is it out in theaters now? Are we out in theaters right
now? Actually, it was already out in the theater in the United States. The last one is now playing in Hawaii now, so it's done. It was a limited release in AMC theaters because of the COVID. And it's still playing in Japan. It's the 6 week in Japan. It's a big hit in Japan. But the VOD and DVD is coming out in January of 2021. So if anybody who wants to watch this, you know, to find, get some inspiration and ideas about finding your true mission, you can watch it online, VOD.
That's from correct. So it'll be released online in January, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have you back in January to come in and talk about it.
I want to watch it myself.
So
let's see how January is going to be in the United States. It's going to be really chaos, but...
Well, my vision, you know, out of chaos comes clarity. And,
that's right.
You know, we're in a place right now where, yeah, it is very chaotic. People are a little concerned and worried about, you know, which way the country's going to go, what's going to be, you know, am I going to have my job? Am I going to feed my family? A lot of people, a lot of worry. But, I truly have found that when we have this inner truth, this inner faith, this inner understanding of how life works, when we have that, no matter what hits us, it really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Because we become fearless. We become unstoppable.
Yep.
Yeah.
One thing I just want to mention about finding the mission is about, you know, if you really look deep inside of yourself, you're going to find something that is always a passion in you, you know, since you were a child. You're going to find it. So that could be a mission. And one way to find if it's your true mission or not is about, is this mission, this thing that I want to do, is that going to help me become happier? But not just me, but is it going to help other people become happier? If you're not going to make other people happy, there's no reason for you to be here on Earth. The reason why you're here is because you want to be happy yourself, but that happiness has to be a happiness for the others. If it doesn't contribute to the society, you're just going to be happy having a big car and big house. That's not happiness. It has to penetrate through to other people. That's like the very...
Well, you know, Yochi, when I met you and your wife and some of the groups from your organization, I have to say that this was about a little over a year, as we said earlier, but you know, you were in San Diego, and I've never seen so many happy people. They're really happy people. Who are these people? Why are they so happy, right?
They're happy, right?
And of course, you know, I like happy people. I think most of us do. It's not something I think when people think of happiness, they always think they're going to be struggling and having difficult times. And that's probably true. But that doesn't mean we have to be fearful and worried and upset
and all that other stuff along the way.
Right. Suffering is optional is what I find.
That's right. Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, how do people become? This is a big question for you. But I'm going to end with that question. Sure. How do people become a torch of love to illuminate their world? Wow. Mm. Big question.
Okay. How do you become it? Again, you have to find the light within yourself. So then that kind of leads into faith. Okay? It doesn't have to be, you can be Christian, you can be Buddhism, you know, Buddhist, you can be Islamic, you can be non-religious and have the faith into universe. But you got to have faith that you have to understand there's something above you that is higher energy that is protecting you and that is guiding you every day. That kind of mindset is very important because people are becoming too arrogant. You know, people, we think that we are the creator of the world. And God's telling us now, right now, like, it's probably warning us, you know, hey, guys, don't forget about me. You know what I can do to you if I really get mad, right? So if you take it from that perspective, I think it's a warning from God or a reminder from God, you know, hey, guys, you know, you have to be more humble and don't be too arrogant. And that's the only way you can find this energy of gratitude for others, and that would kind of lead into finding the light, the true light within yourself that is connected to the God and Buddha and all the energy, the positive energy that surrounds us as the creator of the universe. When you connect it to the energy and you find that light within yourself, then you are already a torch of light. You can start within yourself and just torch the light to your family first, to your friends. Hopefully you can become like a Buddha and Jesus and light the torch to thousands and thousands of people that Not many people have that power, but that's okay. It doesn't matter as long as you have a light within yourself. That's it.
Well, Yochi, listen, man, I've really enjoyed this interview, and I know you're going to stay on till the end of the show because I have one more really important question to ask you and my other guests. So stay on, but thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
The movie is Twice Born, and Yochi, I guess Yochi's coming back in January because we got to talk about the movie when it gets released. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you again.
Really appreciate having you. All right, we're going to take a break. When I come back, you're not going to want to miss my next guest. Are you kidding me? They have developed a CBD product that honestly puts all the rest of them to shame. It is incredibly powerful, good tasting, and the people are getting great benefits. We'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Hey, this segment is going to blow your mind when I introduce my guests here. So Karen and Rob are a married couple. They live now in Michigan, part-time anyway, maybe full-time. But they have developed a product that I think you need to know about. This product will help you to really change up. You know, you've heard about CBD products, right? But you haven't heard about their product because this product will help you change up your body into a vibrant, healthy, pain-free system that's you can use to go through life and enjoy your life, right? I think that's what our body's meant for. So, Karen and Rob, I want to welcome you to the show. It's great to have both of you here. You know, I was reading your bio, Rob, about, in 2013 when your dad became ill and you guys decided to pack up everything and move back to Michigan and help dad, help the family. That was amazing. Tell me a little bit about that story.
Well, the original intent wasn't to start a hemp farm. It was just to, go and help out the family. And then years later, when hemp became legal, that's when we started looking into it. And I really believed, the more I researched it, the more I believed in it.
Yeah, Ken, I want to add that it was a complete Green Acres moment. We were in Los Angeles at the time and living a quite fulfilled life there. But then Rob's dad became ill, and like many families in America, when a parent becomes ill, you have to step in and do what is needed. So we transported the entire family to Michigan. I had never been on a farm. Total city girls, stepping on the farm for the first time was a huge awakening. And we did it for many years, actually.
That must have been, like you said, Green Acres. But, you know, and I, you know, one of the things I wanted to point out, too, is that, you know, when the when President Obama decided to, you know, change up the laws around around hemp, Rob, you were invited to represent your family to the signing of the farm bill by President Obama in Lansing, Michigan. That must have been interesting. How did that take place?
Well, that was pretty cool. My dad got invited, actually, and I got to take his invitation. And it was President Obama signing the farm bill, which then led into the legalization of hemp throughout the country. And that opened a lot of doors for a lot of people in the industry. It was pretty cool going there.
That had to be. Well, you know, hemp, it's come a long way since the signing of that bill, I believe. I think people are a lot more accepting of the fact that the hemp-based products really work. But not all hemp-based products are equal. I've tried several of them myself. Some of them are just, I can't even taste. I don't even want to put them in my mouth or on my body, because some of them, they don't smell right. They don't feel right. They don't taste right. How did you develop such a an amazing product? That's what I want.
Well, we did it. A lot of it was because we did it by hand. I mean, we did things the old-fashioned way, the right way. There's a lot of misleading products out there. And I think ours stands out because we did it the proper way. And we planted it by hand. We harvested it by hand. We dried it by hand. And when you do things the old-fashioned way like that on a specialty crop like that, it really makes a difference in the end product.
And I think it also helped that Rob is a farmer. His family are farmers. He grew up on a farm. I think he takes special care of everything he does. They have integrity with all the crops that they manage and the cattle that they import and export. So it's in his lineage to do the best that he can.
I think the one thing, too, that I want to really talk about is the education of CBD. You touched on that, Ken.
Yeah.
The more I just learned about it 2 years ago, and the more that I talk to people about it, and then I talk to our clients, and the more I research it, is there's a lot of confusion out there on what it is, what is a good product, what product's right for different people.
What is CBD is the big question.
What is CBD? How is it made? Where did it come from? All those questions to the average consumer.
I want to talk about all those questions in just about 2 seconds. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And that's what I want to know. Everything you just said. So I'll be right back.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Carolyn is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Carolyn promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Carolyn keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Carolyn. Visit CuraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Our show today is all about the courage to live fearlessly. And I want to say that if you're really enjoying this show, which I know so many of you are, and the stories of courage and insights that we bring you each week, I encourage you to subscribe on our YouTube channel. And also, I want to give a shout out to a couple of our networks out there that are helping to spread positive wisdom into the world, courageous wisdom in the world. So I hope you'll check out a few of our networks: UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, and Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and become the best version of yourself. So I hope you'll do that. All right, I got my guests here from Rose Now Farms. And they're a married couple, and it's Karen and Rob. And gosh, I love this. Karen, before I dive into some of those questions we just asked, how did you become courageous enough to even marry Rob and do all this?
Rob is amazing. First of all, he's an artisan. Everything he touches turns to gold. He is really a craftsman. He's a farmer. He had the art oozes from his fingers. So when I met him, I basically believed that whatever Rob wanted to do, whatever he dove into, he would do it to the very best of his ability, and it's very true.
That's awesome, man. I love that. And listen, all right. So those questions you just threw out there, Rob. What the education around CBD and what is it and how does it work and what kind of results are people getting? And let's just talk about Rose Now Farms. What, I was reading some of your testimonials, and the other thing I wanted to bring up to everybody that I printed out, you guys do these incredible testing. You test every little single chemical that's in it,
Never buy about those tests. If you're a consumer, that's rule number one. If they don't have the test results, don't buy it.
Don't buy it, and and make sure the test results are the right results. When you look at that test result, Rob, for the CBD, what are you most looking for? Because I saw you testing for arsenic and all kinds of weird stuff that could possibly be in a plant.
There's lots of things. The two main things as a consumer you'd want to look for is to make sure it has CBD in it, because there's hemp oil and then there's CBD oil. You'll see the two are very confusing. They're both from the hemp plant, but only certain varieties of hemp have high volumes of CBD.
So you
want to look for that, number one, because you can buy hemp oil, which will be at the store right next to CBD oil, but it may not have CBD in it. And CBD is the
oil.
Yeah, hemp seed oil is the other one. CBD is the powerful component that has all the health and wellness benefits.
You're in the industry. I looked at some of your testimonials. The people that are using your product specifically, they're really getting these great benefits. Why is that? What's the science behind CBD?
CBD is you have a cannabinoid system. Everyone does in their body. And CBD taps into all those, and that's why it helps with there's hundreds of cannabinoids in a CBD plant, a hemp plant. And what those do is they help with inflammation, acne, stress, anxiety.
Heart conditions, high blood pressure. Just an enormous amount of benefits in CBD, and it's been for hundreds of thousands of years.
That's good. And what would you say sets your the Rose Now Farms products apart from everybody else? What would you say?
I honestly believe it's the way that we farmed it and treated it, almost like you would like you treat a fine wine or something. There's no machines. It was all done by hand. And I think when you treat a plant like that from beginning till end, it's going to show just. it's a craftsmanship. It's going to show in the final product. It's going to be.
I was sitting here reading one of your testimonials.
End up with a good product.
Right. I was sitting here reading one of your testimonials from Lynette Heim, and she says, I suffered with arthritis in my feet and hands for quite some time, but since using Rose Now Farm CBD oil, it has miraculously disappeared. Mm-hmm. I'm now a customer for life. You're getting a lot of these. I'm impressed. I really am. I think this is a new way for people to heal. What if somebody wants to get the Rose Now CBD oil, where can they find it?
One thing I do want to say too is one of the greatest things about this is it's natural. I mean, it's 100% natural. So it's like you're getting all these benefits instead of taking a Tylenol or a Valium or, you know, a lot of these prescription pills. You can do all, people are getting the same results, if not better, because there's no side effects with CBD. Yeah. The more I learn about it, and the more that we get to testimonials, the more I really truly believe in it as a true all natural health and wellness medicinal product.
Yeah, and those testimonials, cool. Ken, we do not take those testimonials lightly. We never intended to take this product necessarily to market. It was a journey that we did through Michigan State University as a test pilot program. We had not had any other products to market, but after starting this process, we fell in love with it. We fell in love with the plant. We fell in love with the process. We have a terrific manufacturing partner that we couldn't have done this without them. And through all of the stages, we realized that we needed to take this to market. We needed to bring this awareness out into the world. And so with those testimonials, that's what we live by. We live for those testimonials. That's how we know how our product is affecting the world. And so far, I think that it is doing good. And every day we wake up doing this, we say to ourselves, we have to share this product. It's a good product. We want it to get it out there. So that's why we're here today. And we're so appreciative.
Well, you know, I'm a big advocate of plant-based products that can dissipate our pain and our suffering and on so many levels. I'm just, CBD is one of those products. Your greatest competitor, I guess, would be kind of like the pharmaceutical industry. Do you guys get pushback from them much on this?
No, we haven't. But one of the biggest issues we've had is marketing it. Mm-hmm. Goes back to the confusion of, you know, CBD, hemp and marijuana. They look the same, they smell the same, but they're not the same plant. Marijuana. Well,
yeah, you even have states, Rob. You have states that are still, they're not allowing the product to be distributed still. It's my understanding.
Yeah, there are four states in the U.S. that will not allow the sales of CBD, but it's legal throughout the nation. And I imagine those four states, it'll be legal soon.
Well, I'm sure hoping it will be, because I think we need to empower people, not governments. I think we've had enough of governments telling us what to do, when to do it, how to do it. I think we need to empower people. And this is one of the products that empowers you to be able to take care, take charge of your own life, your own health, and be able to have a higher quality of life. That's what I get. Let's show a picture here of the tincture. You got a 500 milligram one up here right now. Is that pretty standard for Rose Now Farms? Do you have higher doses, lower doses? Where are you with that?
That's kind of the standard, like the starting point for most people. You start with a 500 milligram. So like every dose, one dropper full would be like 13 milligrams, which is a pretty standard dose. People usually start with 500 and then work your way up. We do have a 1,000 milligram bottle.
And this is our holiday blend, which is peppermint mocha. It is so delicious. And wait, there it is. And peppermint mocha, this is a 1,000 milligram. So you're going to get a little extra boost on this one.
And I'll say one quick thing, too. Part of the confusion is when people buy it, they don't understand what that means. So when it says 1,000 milligrams, there's 1,000 milligrams in that bottle. Like a 500 milligram, there's 500 milligrams in that bottle. So every serving with the 500 would be like 13 milligrams, and you know, double that for a 1,000 milligram bottle, which would be 30 milligrams per serving. Some people
that's it. I never knew that. Is that standard in the industry like that? Is that when I see that on a bottle, 700 or 500 or whatever?
Yeah, that's pretty standard, 500 to 700. That puts you in the 15 to 20 milligrams per serving.
Okay, good. But by the way, that holiday tincture, that sounds just yummy. Oh my gosh. And I guess we need a little extra boost for the holidays anyway, with all the stress that comes with the holidays. So that's,
I know, perfect. We thought it was the perfect fit, especially for this year, 2020. I just felt like Karen and I both felt like a holiday mix would be perfect. And it is. It came out better than we thought.
That's great. Well, listen, man, I appreciate it. And they can go out. Let's put it on the screen again where people can get it. Thank you, too, for both being here and sharing your wisdom. I could go on and we could do a whole hour with this one. So this is very, very good. All right.
Anytime.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Love to come to have you back. All righty. So what do I want to say to everybody to close this out? Well, I want to say that I hope you'll continue to watch our show and subscribe to us on our YouTube channel and our other channels. I'd like to bring my guest back for one last question here real quick, and I'm going to have to make it a quick question. So, Yochi, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
I always like to ask people, what is your message to the world right now? That's my question to you, Yochi.
Be positive. Stay positive. Fight the fear. Fight the fear. The only way you can fight the fear is by doing what you're afraid of. Because fear is not here yet. Fear is just a delusion. And fear is something that's going to happen in the future. So you haven't lost yet. So let's fight the fear together.
Fight the fear. I love that. Okay, Karen, your turn. What's your message to the world?
Tell me the question again, Ken.
What is your message to the world right now, Karen?
Okay, my message to the world is to be open to receive. We are here as free spirits, just here to allow everything that we're feeling to come in and through us. And with an open mind and an open heart, we can receive whatever we need to know.
I love that. Okay, Rob, it's your turn. What's your message for the world right now? We got a lot going on.
I would have to say, if you start with taking care of yourself, good things will come and it will start to surround you. I really believe that. You take care of yourself in your own mind, in your own well-being, in your own health, and a lot of good things come out of that.
I think you're so right. All right. Well, listen, thank you all for making this show incredible. And what do I want to say? You can order my latest book at CourageToChange.us. And you can sign up there also for our large event. There'll be thousands of people at that event. I hope you're one of them on December 5th. You can sign up at CourageToChange.us. Want to encourage you again to subscribe on our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So if you have some questions or comments you'd like to send my way, send them to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. And what else? I know. One last thing. Until next time, continue on your quest for truth, love, and courage. And be willing to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Thank you so much for joining me.